Suvo Shu Yudzayan, Lama Tishrei, Hetov Shin Mem Beis, October 28, 1981, on Wednesday.
Now, so this statement mentions two shittas. One shitta is the shitta of Ramatan. And according to Ramatan, in regard to Gila Arias, there is no difference between the Ish and the Isha. And just as it is Yorim or Yabe, regarding the Ish, it's Yorim or it's the Hobby about the Abe, regarding the Ish. And we don't apply the Svore of Kakai. And the Svore of Kakai, according to Ramatan, only applies to the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But where it's a question of certain mitzvah are not being mitzvah with Mitzvah Nefesh, so it doesn't make any difference whether there is a mitzvah or there is no mitzvah. So both do the same mitzvah, the Yish and the Yish. So then the question arises, why was the Gemara asked in Sanhedrin in west of Haresia? Never mind Haresia, even if it can be mitzine. So, she should be mechuyeves to be mitzanefesh, because it's Yahya, she was a mitzishi, she was married to Mordechai. So, I'm comes, and why did the Gemara say here, we didn't wish to be mechore? She's a mitzishi. So it's Yahya Yahya. So, I'm comes, there is no Yahya Yahya or Yigabe a mitzishi who is mitzame with an act. Because Rahmun Ashram is up. So, what I'm done, she said, it's a poet of the Nisa of Arias. So, there is a Nisa of the Esaku, even if she's a Tluyo. And then, besides the Nisa of the Esaku, that applies even to a Tluyo, so there is the Nisa of the Shishish, we don't have to be so religious, the same Nisa that one is able when he's born, or he's a Saku. So the Mithanishis Yisrael will be Zanu in Akum, she will also be able to be said. But the Israel of the Sinov, the Israel of Arayis, is not Chaya, regarding the Asakum. Because Rahmune after Rizale, and we explain it. So Ramtam Shikin is that in case of the Asakum, there is no Israel of Arayis. So it's like Shora Vele. If it's like Shora Vele, so it's Yahweh Val Yore. It's Yahweh Val Yore. But if an anus will tell an Asius Yisroel, an anus Yisroel, not an anus Akum, an anus Yisroel will tell an Asius Yisroel, if you don't submit, then I'll kill you, then according to Ramatam, she is Mokhuyevish to the Mishamedish. That's Ramatam. Then Teise is Chelikan Ramatam. And Teise Shikini, that insofar as the East Dawah of your Yahweh by Arias is concerned, so you need the maxim that applies only to the Ish, who does the Maise, not the Ish. Why doesn't it apply to the Ish? Because how do we know that by Arias is your Yahweh? Eyal Kusev from the Tziche. And by the Tziche itself, when do we say Yahweh Yahweh? Only if he does the Maise. But suppose the Akum tells Ruben, I want to pick you up and to throw you up on a tinnik. And if you put out a resistance, so then we'll kill you, so then Ruben is not going to be an efficient himself, because in that situation, we can say, my cousin, the other way, my cousin, that the nefesh of the tinnik is more precious. Maybe my nefesh is as precious as the nefesh of the tinnik. In other words, so when we say Kabbalah Tzicha Yorba Yahweh, only when he does a Maise, but when he's a Sheva Al Taise, then by the Tzicha there is no Yorba Yahweh. So the Melech by Arayis, which is deduced from the Tzicha, when is there even of Yorba Yahweh, only when he does a Maise, the Ish, not Rigabe Ish. Alright. So in other words, so how is it Mashma? How is it Mashma from this basis? The case of Shitty is that Pikuach Nefesh, just as it is Deich HaShabbos and Kol Avir Shabbateo, but it's not Deich HaYisra Arayis, so only the Yisra Arayis of the Ish פיקוח נפש יש נדיר. בו דיסר הרייס אוף דיישו, פיקוח נפש איז דיך. דט הויץ משמע פנטייס. דן פייס איזה. דן פייס איזה. וי הוד וי פור חוסום. גיבו הרייס עדה, די פשיטו איזה שם שני קטיילון. בין אין דיסר עצמו. אבל מכיר השם לא ימיר עלי שאין לו טעם קטיילון. ומשם קטיילון מריסו, ואפילו כאילו השם. ולפי קריסס חמיצה, ליפורר גם יואל, בו קומיסניה והמירה, ומשמה טריבוסון של רישוני, רואי יאיתו צדיקי, שאיתו בזוהמו, ומשמה קרקאילו, הויסו משם דהוסה, הוסו מלפורי חמי ולמוס לעצמו, דולי רואיצה לו עמיסו, דעד הרבה הויסו לשכשמרי, אלו אוכת ירושי, בו קומיסניה מהמירה, לא ממשת רקוס, So he has the kasha. Now, why does the Gemara merge? If we got the Nisha, there is no din of Yoy Vayabe here. So why does the Gemara in the vomit ask Gabi Yoy, Tiberach, washing the air, Tiberach, Yoy. So, Doyle said, so the Gemara in the kasha, Vokam Sanim Avere, We can't have it, right? So the Gemara says, then it's no, she has no Hanoi. Because Hanoson, Timosa Shoni, Shoni, Roi Eto Tzadiki, she Eto Bozu Amo. So now why she didn't have Hanoi? It was painful to her. But why doesn't the Gemara give it that? The reason is why Yoel was allowed to submit to Sisro is because of Kakeiro. So he says, they are the more that doesn't have the kashe, Amayu Mosfatsmo, because they are Sisra the country. He tried to escape from his pursuers. And he wanted Yoel to protect him. So on the contrary, if Sisra was Mizana with Yoel, so it was suggested by Yoel in order to weaken him so that you'll be able to kill him. To kill Yoel was, Sisro. And Sisro was a lady of flower Israel. So the male, the Gemara couldn't say, Karka Elom Isa. The Gemara couldn't say, Karka Elom Isa. So, because she was not an Anuso. On the contrary, he didn't try to force her. She was the one who suggested that to Sisro. So then the question arises, so what heter was there? What heter was there for Yoel to be designed with Sisro, to suggest that to Sisro? So they said, Hatzel Sisro, Moshe, where is there a heter? To be Matzel Yisroel. To be Matzel Yisroel. So you are allowed to be either a Miser of Arayetz? After all, if it's Yoel or David. So that means one is Mechuyev to be Miser Nefesh himself, and not to be even Miser of Arayetz. So what difference does it make whether it's one Jew or Klal Yisroel? If Pikuach Nefesh is Nadeichet, Miser Arayetz, so does it make a difference whether it's the Pikuach Nefesh of one Jew or the Pikuach Nefesh of a million Jews? If Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicha, it's not Deicha. So what is the Teisus Teretz? Teisus says, Pikuachatzer es Yisroel. But there is the Shas, Gemara Yevamos. Now, so we see from this thesis that there is a distinction between Pikuach Nefesh of one Jew and Pikuach Nefesh of all. Why should there be such a distinction? If Pikuach Nefesh is not there, so does it make a difference whether it's Pikuach Nefesh of one or a Pikuach Nefesh of a million? Pikuach Nefesh is not there. But we find another issue who distinguishes between the Pikuach Nefesh of one person and the Pikuach Nefesh of all Israel. That's the Miri. The Miri says, The Mirei Arizal says, "Vikoshti v'yoyeh shehoysol anosatzmei uvitzino v'dono esatzmo ki anuso v'yatzol asrav." So the Mirei also mentions the distinction between Atzolus Yochid and Atzolus Rabbi. Now, one second. What is it? The Miri is in the Sugya at the end of Peri Vesey Omer. The Sugya of Yom Yavir is a fine dollar. The Miri, Kudusha Amir is a fine. Now, we find another Shkis of Hashem that distinguishes between Atzolus of one and Atzolus of false. It's a very strange shita, but we have to understand it. That's in connection with our resort. Now, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rav Zion. The Gemara says as follows, Rav Zion and Rav. Yom ha-rachachum ba-hamloye, v'nema mikhozea v'kineged maise o'eidra, Rav Zion and Rav. Sh'nema v'yar arei, v'yivem izbiyach v'fono. Ma'ho, om ha-rebiyom v'yefes, Omar Rebelozo, Ro, Hu, Shezabuach, Lufano. Omar, Yuri Shemanoi Hashke, Ob the Miki, Ob the Hu, Umikayimbi, Yuhoi, the Mita Shadishem, Kayim Bino, Kayim Bino. The Rahabita Kamta Leo, Muta, the Reb the Leo, Efsha, Havita Kamta Bichu. Efsha, actually, the Kamta Bichu. So, now, so what? So, Rav Tamchum says, this posik has reference to us. So there is a machloket between Rashi and Tesis. Which posik is the Gemara referring to? Rashi says, where Elohim and Maise Angel shall also Aaron Psho, Beil bin Atzme, the Hero Hetal Atzme, La Asen Sloem Esoeva. Because the Gemara before mentioned two things. On one hand, the Gemara is discussing Pshore, in the moment. So Gemara mentioned the posik Bitziya Birch Mies Hashem, that's with night. And the Gemara also mentioned the posik Ki Sifti Keir. So he mentioned the posik Mishlo Das Viseiro Yivakshim Upir Keiras Eme soiso di fiu, vi avro le nitsa biskoso, vi sholimu vi mishe holachiti, vi rabi vishit nyo. Now, when the Gemara, so the Gemara before that God mentioned both psuki, one posik is with that, vi tse a beer chlitz al shem, in other words, when you make a compromise, so you are blessing the Rebbeinu Shalom if you make a compromise on principles. Vi tse a beer chlitz al shem. That is reference to those Jews, you know, who like to make compromises in order, for the sake of peace. They like to compromise on all the principles. So the Tzeir Abayitzi is Hashem. In other words, the compromise at the expense of principles is reference. Then the other passage is expressive of Shvach. Tirasemes Oiso Bikiyu, the Avro Nunes of Esposo, Bishonim Misha Olachiti, the Rabbi Hashim Novin. So there is a machleke between Rashi and Tesis. What the Tanchum says, whenever Mikroze, El Kinegit Maitre Egel, that the posik is directed against Aaron, which posik? Rashi says the posik of Bitsiya Bilwakit Tabishet. So then the Gemara is Migare, criticizes Aaron for making the Egel. So why did Aaron make the Hegel? Because Aaron saw that the man, the other man, was in such a frenzy that they killed who? So then Aaron felt that if he's not going to give in to them, to yield to their pressure, then they'll kill him too. So then it will be in the Holy Media Shadishem, Kayan Vegov. Kayan Vegov, who was the Novi, and Kayan Bezalel. So then there will be no salvation for Paul's Torah. There will be no solution. So in other words, so Aaron made the angel in order to prevent Chasmisholem and Kevoyim of Paul's Torah. Now, such is a blind motive. So, according to Rashi, so remember, Mikhoze, Elokinagadare. Now, so the Pasuk of Bitsiya Bira, Kudish Hashem, has referenced that, even though Aaron has such a sublime motive, such a sublime goal, to prevent Chas V'Sholem Mikiloyim, an extinction of Palmus Chol, but he acted Cholikidi. So, why? This, so, from Rashi Mukhar, that in view of the fact that so not only the Yisrael Avinzori itself, Chas V'Sholem Aaron is not only Avinzori, Aaron just made the ego for the other Jews, for the other God, to be able to say. But that's also Yisrael Avinzori. That's also Yisrael Avinzori. So since an old insurance of Avinzori is Yoribor Yaveya, so we cannot regard the Pikuach Nefesh of one person, so we cannot even regard the Pikuach Nefesh of all the sons. That's Rashi. Pesach says, Kineged Maise Egel, Akko de Teras Emeskoi, Kidirsi de Seike, the Rabbi Meishi in the world, Meobe, Sheyeno Em Takone Kinimos. So Pesach is Chelik on Rashi. And Pesach says, that the Pikuach Tanchum says, we never Mikhoze, Elo Kineged Maise Egel, it doesn't mean the Pesach with Tiyabir of Chelik Hashem, which is with Nari. But the Pesach, it means the Pesach of the Rabbi Meishit Mobin, which is the Shvach. So then, according to Tetzes, so on the contrary, the Gemore is Mishabeyacha. So, the question arises, how can the Pesach be Mishabeyacha? Rabbi Meishit Mobin, it's your own Yahweh. So, according to Tetzes, we have to say that there is a distinction between the Iser, between Hatzolah of Yochid and Hatzolah of Alusar. Now, how can Tesis say that the Pesach is Mishabeach Harei when there is it's explicitly mentioned in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu said, ובארן נקד, נקד, ובארן ניסנות אבישם ביום, והשמידו, והספרו גם ביד ארן בישראל. So, he prefers mentioning that the בארן ניסנות אבישם, and here comes the text says, so the Pesach of the Rabbi Meishit Meobin is mentioned with the בארן, so that doesn't present any question, because according to the text says, we soon see why that is so. According to Tesis, so there is a distinction between Pikach Nefesh of one and Pikach Nefesh of all this one. Pikach Nefesh of all this one. So even though an Avizor is Yor Yaveya, that's only in the case when the life of one Jew is at stake. But if the life of all this one is at stake, then it's Yagal Avon, according to Tesis. But Aaron is still, Gambe Aaron is Sanet Adishem, because Aaron made, he had a good Kavone, according to Tesis. But he made a mistake in judgment. Aaron assumed that as a result of yielding to the pressure of the frenzied mob who already killed Hur, so it is unnecessary. So by yielding to the pressure of the frenzied mob, so he'll save all this one. Because otherwise, if they'll kill Aaron, so there will be no solution and no salvation for all this one. But that was a mistake in judgment. It turned out the other way, on the contrary, as a result of the ego. So there was a Harinath and so many Jews perished, and had Aaron not killed it, so then they wouldn't have killed Aaron. Aaron made a mistake in judgment. He thought just because who was killed on account of his protest against the mob, so they would certainly kill him too. And it's not that he was worried about being killed, but then there would be no kumo, no solution to all this one. But he made a mistake in judgment. So that's why Gambi Aaron is Sanit Hashem. But if it had been true that as a result of making the angel, he would save from soil, then he would be allowed to make the angel. Even though an avisore is a yoy or yabeya, but where it's a question of calling soil, nah. Now we have to understand? So, in other words, so we see that the Mi'iri mentions a distinction between Pikach Nefesh of one and Pikach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael regarding the Yisrael of Arayes, and Teisves mentions it regarding Arizor. So we have to understand why is there a distinction between Pikach Nefesh of one and Pikach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Now then, let's see, here from this thesis it appears that the reason as to why Yoel was allowed to submit to Sisro is not because of Kakeyon. Not because of Kakeyon. Because here it's not child to see Kakeyon. Because he didn't falter. On the contrary, he was trying to escape and to find protection by Yoel. So she was the one who suggested to him this news, in order to weaken him, and in order to be able to kill him, and thereby save his clothes. So it's not because of Kakeyon. But let's see the version of Tesis in Yevamos. Voki. So the mother says, Tibosan shall be showing Roy Tzadi. Okay, so she was not Nisan. Literally mean Madi Ponya Amayu Nosra Atma. Shai Kakeiomi, Kibikoma Kabiesta. So he says, the Gemara's Kashi is not because Nisan Mavere, she should have been Misalefesh herself. No, she didn't have to be Misalefesh herself. Why? Because she was Kakeiomi. So here basically says that the reason why she was not Misalefesh herself is because she was Kakeyo. But here basically says, no, not because of Kakeyo. But in the Yevamos too, he mentions like this. Literally, me ma bibore chamay le mos ha'atzmo. Shai Kakeyo mi, ki yom ha'gabi esya. Virei, ki hu hoi lo hoi yom yamso. Vi adarabe, ki shi dalte bidvori, reachliye. So, first he says that the Gemara couldn't take the kasha. Why wasn't she Misalefesh herself? Because she was a kakeyo. So it's no kasha. She didn't have to be Misalefesh herself. So thereby the stress implies that the reason is why Yoel was evil and the Abeire is because she was a kakeyo. And then he says, no, he didn't force her. So why did she do it? In order to be master from this one. So they says, first Teisve says the opposite of what Teisve says in Suresh, and then Teisve in Yvonne says the same thing that Teisve says in Suresh. I mean, what is it? So what is it? Teisve means, assuming that he did force her, so then she had to have to submit because of Kakeyon. But the fact is that he didn't force her. I mean, that is not reasonable. Moshe Teisves is convinced that he didn't force her. And from the teaching in Shaykhim, it's mashma that he didn't force her. I mean, it's mentioned in Shaykhim that he sought, you know, protection from Yoel. He didn't force her, on the contrary. On the contrary, she was the one that suggested it to him. So why does Teisves say one thing, and then Teisves mentioned it to him? I mean, this is reminiscent of the story that was told of someone who was accused of killing a certain person, committing murder. So then, in his defense, so the lawyer said, the lawyer of the accused said, he has two defenses. First of all, it was self-defense. It was self-defense. He had to kill because he tried to kill him. And then he didn't kill. So this faceless looks like that the two defenses by the lawyer. In other words, first faceless says that the Gemara Kasha couldn't be. How was she allowed to do it, to be able to avail? She had to be misaligned herself. Because Kadeo, and then he says, no, it's not Chaya to say Kadeo. He's doubly important. He's doubly important. Now, the Meir in Sanhedrin says that when Gemara says that the reason is why Esther was allowed to submit to Zeus, to Ahasuerus, is because Kadeo. So it's because that's what he says. Oh, the Yeshayasi, because there are two Yosoids in the Gemara. Maritziche is Yoy or Yahweh, so because the year is a kum, so she's not the chuyeves to be misalefesh. The kateilam baoli, the chayim gomarest. So in other words, that's Rashi Shite. That vis-a-vis the isho, there is no need to hold about Abba. Only vis-a-vis the man, not vis-a-vis the woman. So here Rashi is geiris, is geiris yehoi, val yagam, not teihoi. But then, some of the shenim have the gil say, teihoi. So he says, So, on the surface, it really appears to say something very strange. I mean, he said, every time that the Ahasuerus had relations with Esther, so the character. To harmonize with the facts, I mean, that they always carry them. It doesn't seem to be consistent with the facts. So obviously, what the meaning means is not that every time Esther went to Ahasuerus, when Ahasuerus called her, so it would be carried. It doesn't seem. Everything is possible, but it doesn't seem real. So what really means is not that Esther was always carried. Esther, when she was called to Ahasuerus, so she went. But suppose she refused to go. Then she didn't do that. So in other words, the shita of the Miri is, and on that point there is a machlokes kasher. The shita of the Miri is that there are two separate situations. Actually, there are three situations. But I don't think that it really means that. There are three situations. One situation is when the Anos tells the Isha. He says, now I'm going to force you, and if you fight back, I'll kill you. So she doesn't have to do anything. That's one situation. Now, So, some assume that this is the sheet of the meal. That when we say kateirov, only when the woman is completely dead. And the only alternative left for the woman to do is to scream, to fight back, to hit him. So then you'll kill. So then we say, since the only alternative is to fight back, so she's an anusok bo, it's an ines gomo, and she doesn't have to fight back. She doesn't have to. That's one situation. But it's not mistaba that every time that when Achilles called Esther, so Esther was carried by force. It's not mistaba. But that's one situation. Another situation is when the Amos tells the Isha to come to him. To come to him. But even if she refused to come, to go, she'll be carried. That was the situation by Esther. In other words, not that every time she went to Ahasuerus, she was carried. Doesn't seem real, that one. She went by herself, but suppose she refused to go. So then she would have been carried. And she would have been forced anyway, but she could have put up in a position and fight back Ahasuerus, then she wouldn't have been forced. And then Ahasuerus should have killed her, I mean, the same way as he did to Vashti. So, there's the second situation. I think this is what the Miri means. The Miri doesn't mean that every time she went to Ahasuerus, she was carried. And she was completely passive. She didn't do anything. She was a shepherd. That doesn't sound real. But what it means is, when we say kakeirom, only if the Amos tells the woman to submit to him, and if she will not go by herself, so she'll be carried. And the only alternative left for her is not just to remain passive. Because if she just remains passive, she doesn't move, she'll be carried. But to fight back, to scream and to insult him and to hit him, then she would be able to avoid the rape, but then she'll be killed. So we say, Kakeirom, she doesn't have, since he would have carried her anyway, even if she will refuse to go, and the only alternative to stop it would be by fighting back. So, and if she'll remain passive without doing anything, then she'll also be forced. So Mimele, she's considered an Inez Gomo, and Mimele, Mimele, it's Yalala. But suppose the Amos tells the Isha, now you come to me, and if you don't want to come, if you don't want to come to me, then we're not going to carry you, but we'll kill you. Then I'll tell one of my servants to shoot you, to kill you. So in such a case, according to Miri, she's Mukhiyeres to be Nisanevish. That's what the Miri said. So we have to understand. What the thing? Now the Shaila is this. Teisle says that insofar as the halacha of Yoreh Valyavet in the Arayas is concerned, so even the Makshinu, that vis-a-vis the Isha, where she's Kakeirom, she's passive, so then we don't say Yoreh Valyavet. Why? Because how do we know that by Arayas it's Yoreh Valyavet? It's Yalkusef HaMetziche. And by Metziche we only say Yoreh Valyavet when it's conversation. But not when it's Shabbatized. For example, if, let's say, the Akum tells the Yehudim, now I'm going to pick you up and throw you up on the Tinnik and kill the Tinnik with you. So, and if you resist, so then we'll kill you. So Teisa says, Yehudim is not going to be able to misrepresent himself because then we can apply the swan of my horses the other way. How do I know that the nefesh of the Tinnik is more precious? Maybe my nefesh is just as precious as an epigenetic, so why should I fight back and not let the apple use me as a stone?
Doesn't that spur go the other way, though?
What is that?
Doesn't that spur usually go the other way, that you have to give up your
So that's what Jesus says. The spur is the other way if the Jew is told to kill. But if the Jew is told, don't do anything, you just remain passive. Don't oppose, don't fight back, don't resist. I'm going to pick you up and I'll throw you up under the bridge. So then, what does my chosis imply? My chosis doesn't say that the nefesh of the tzaddik is more precious than his nefesh. My chosis only implies that they're both shkolim. Both the fashas are equal, equally precious. So the melee, if the apple tells Ruben, you kill, take a gun and shoot Shimon. So then, we say, my chosis, what right do you have to kill Shimon to save your life? I mean, the Shimon's life is as precious as your life. But when the Akon tells Ruben, don't do anything, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to pick you up and throw you up on the tinnit. But if you fight back, so then I'll kill you. So then the Ruben can say to himself, why should I fight back? Why? In order to save the life of the tinnit. My life is as precious, not more precious, but as precious as the life of the tinnit. So then I should do anything. I have to remain Shabbat Isaac. So we got the Ritziche, if the Ritziach is the Shabbat Isaac, so then it's Yadav Aryon. So the Mele Arayis, if the one who is Eira is Arayis, if the Shabbat Isaac is passive, so it's Yadav Aryon. In other words, that's what Tesis says. So, with the Pshute, a good Tesis Londes is a word in Pekuach Nefesh. In other words, we say, we have the Alkus of Bam Yitzchak, that Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos, is Deiche Kolisun, Shabbateho, but it's not Deiche, the Yisra Rayes. So Pekuach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Yisra Rayes, only the Yisra Rayes of Kumbase. But the Yisra Rayes, the Sheva Otayse, Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche. Why? Not because Kumbase is more homo than Sheva Otayse. Because the whole Moke, for Pekuach Nefesh not being capable of being Deiche Yisra Rayes in the Alfuse from Ritzeach, and by Ritzeach. So we only say, only Ritzeach and Kumbase, Pekuach Nefesh is not Deiche. But Ritzeach and Sheva Otayse, Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche. So maybe by Arayes, the same thing. That Pekuach Nefesh is not Deiche, Arayes and Kumbase. That's the Arayes committed by the Ish. But Arayes, Sheva Otayse, by the Ish. So Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche. Now, if the Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisra Arayis, the Sheva Otayse, so it doesn't make any difference whether she doesn't walk by herself, she is carried, or she will be carried, or even the situation is such that she knows the animals in case she refuses to walk herself, to the Baal, to the Amos, so then he will not carry her, but he'll kill her. It doesn't make any difference, because the Maisa Bele is always going to Shalom Haise. Even if she walks, that's only a hechsher to the Bele. That's a hechsher to the Bele. It's not the Maisa Bele, the walking is not the Maisa Bele of Arayes. That's only a hechsher, but in the course of the Maisabele, she is Sheva Otayse, she is passive. So a competence is in either situation. So it should be Yadav Aryon. What for the Miri Israelic? So apparently, the Miri holds that Karka Elom is Isfore, not in. Karka Elom is Isfore, not in Pekuach Nefesh. But in Onus, there is a loche of an anarol Isasadom. Narrow is Hasidom. In other words, now the Rambam. Excuse me, just one second. The Rambam says that even though on the three Averes, so it's Yehoreh Yaveh, but suppose it's all about the Yehoreh. So it's got a bunch. Why? Because when Narrow is Hasidom. So then the Rambam mentioned Der Rama sagt, Mama, die Heil, mit dem Schoba, bei ihm ist, im Mautchen, in Sein, in Zorfeba, in Nisim, in Sein, Besi, ab in Horat, bei ihm. Schein Mautchen, in Nisim, in Oliver, in Zeni, in Reim, in Vasfoy. Schein Emma, bei Nisim, in Zahra, in Americh, in Osaki, an Nies, Ponai, wo ich an Hut. Mit der Schmur, Lombo. Haru, Loyonus, der Schenkel, wo er mit. Und mein, ma, wie es gehofft, in Schirich, nur um ihn hatte. Hoi, ihr, die so bei ihm ist. In Halif, komme es. Wenn ich so ein bisschen Besuch bin, kann ich immer schon nicht zusammen mit der Tero. Und war alles so in mir, war ein anderes als der Dogo. So der andere Mensch ist doch so viel. One Posse is, the Posse regarding the Reich, wie noch sagt er mir, es kann ein Mensch ein Ruh, hau du Ronus, das ist ein Posse, hau du Ronus, so ich sehe, wo ich luke, and then in the Posik of the Narrow Sakhdom, why does the Rambam mention both Suki? The answer is, there are two kinds of anonymous. There is one kind of anonymous that is potter in Mobikov. As a matter of fact, the Sifri and the Posik of the Narrow Sakhdom כי כאשר לא כל איש ההורי הוא צוח עם נפש, כן הדבר הזה. So, the Sifri says, אין הוא יהיה לו שפוטע ממיסס בייסטי וממלכס, מניים שהוא פוטע מפרובים? So, תלמוד לימא, אין הוא הנאבו חיית מודס, that he is פוטע even from God. So, there is a basic distinction between shaving and honest. And almost gone. Shaking is also part of Nisi or Malkis of Kores, Mr. Shemayim, but shaking is highly called. Shaking is highly called. Shaking is Shavazdomim, is highly called. But almost gone is part of everything. There is no call. Why? So that's the Morin Shabbos. The Morin Shabbos is the Morin Shabbos in the Sugi of Mumbes. So they are the Morin discusses in Timish Shemishbor in Akron, and he was in Chal Shabbos all his life. Whether he's not really calm or he's not really calm. So Munda says he's not really calm when it becomes about children. So he says, my mezi chayte, the sheik chayte, ma sheikke, tink shenishbo bin ako, so he's not a chayte. So what do we see? That there is a basic distinction between an a sheik and an honest, someone who is an honest common. In other words, sheik is a chayte. He's not have that kind of onesh that amazing is high. So if somebody does not bear the amazing, it is a rosh. But if somebody does not bear the shaking, it is a chente, it's not a rosh. So in other words, rosh implies more culpable guilt than chente. But shaking is a chente. Shaking is a chente. But mashaiki knows, so the pshutish on equal. אבל הנאבר לסעס את דובו אין הנאבר חית מובס כאשר לא כל איש הורי הוא צורך עם נפש של הדבר הזה כבר את הפשיטי של מיקרו הפשיטי של מיקרו is the number of roshes but the פשיטי של מיקרו of that posik is the נאבר המרוסו שהיא in surveillance so she is faultless, she is not a חתס she is not a חתס כאשר לא כל איש הורי הוא צורך עם נפש של הדבר הזה can you say that the victim is a חייטי? He was killed he's a חייטי. So the same way you cannot say that the Naram Rosh Hashim Sobeimes is a chikas. If somebody writes on Shabbos because he forgot, he thought it was Sunday, he didn't know it was already night time, he thought that he was in a dark room, so he didn't know that the sun set already. So he's a shade, he's a chayte, he's not a lady. He's potter of Nisse, of Malkes, of Kores, of Shammai. But a chayte is, but the Nonus Gomo is not even a chayte. This is what Munda says in Kalbot. So that's the Pshit Sholikho. And you are now a chayte Moves, because you can show you talk in the Shalazeh. I mentioned that in explaining the Lanaro is as Lobo in the Gava to Kim at my veins. So Rashi says, why the Lanaro is as Lobo? What bearing does Lanaro is as Lobo have upon Kim at my veins? The answer is, Nine means that the God has to be Mikhail. And if he's an Enes, so then it's not an act that can be attributed to the God as a voluntary agent. It's an act, it's a mechanical act. that is done by the governor, not as the governor helps it. The same kind of act that can be done by storm, by wind. So that's the principle in Kokashi. Yokovin Shalay or Sokhina Shalay. So, in other words, Shedek is higher because he's a Henke. Mashenke, no one's gone. He's not even higher than that's why the Russian Rambam, in Kerikalev, in Cheshuva, our reality, call Abinu Shebatero, Kishi Yashe, Kishi Benbimuzonim, Benbishayim, Kishi Yase, Hachenke, or higher than his father's, and they are killed both. So he says, Benbizonim, Benbishgoro, but he doesn't say Benbeimes. The answer is, Shedek is a Henke, so he's going to be children, he's going to be slaves. He learns it out from the expression Ki Asher Yok Eilu Anavo Chayt Modis, that is too old from the call. But as far as the love of Anavo Sacerdote is concerned, so we do not deduce from that in recall is Kota. Now, the Rambam mentions Tupsuki. The Rambam mentions Tupsuki that even the people on the Abeis, where it's your old Lo Yave, but if it's over in the era, it's quarter of Onshin. So he mentions the posse of the posse Gabimelech. Hahu Nesatis Ponai Esponai. The Nesatis Ponai Bin Shahu, he cashed no one down with the only solution in the Mutu. And then the posse of Nare Sassadom. Uvarai Sim of Nare Sassadom. Why did the Rambam mention to Psukim? The answer is there are two kinds of Onshin. There is a one who is like an Aram Rosso, who was raped. So she is not a chitas in any way. But how about the other criminals? If the Akim said to Ruben, you kill Shimon. If not, I'm going to kill you. So the Alochi was Yahweh. But he wasn't facing a himself, he killed Shimon. So then the Rambam says, he's Potter of Nisse. Can we say that Ruben is an honest Rambam? Why is an honest Rambam? He's completely faultless. Why? It was beyond his control. There is clear hoxies. It's not pleasant to give up one's life. But many people did it, so that indicates that it's within the control of the person to give up his life. So, how can it be considered not being a chetek? So when the Rambam says he's potter of onshin, so he doesn't mean he's an honest gomor. He has a demons. So there are two kinds of onshin. There is an honest gomor who can see as he's an honest. Of my honor and ever, completely faultless, like in Adam also was raped. So she's my honor and ever. What could she do? What could she do? But then there's another kind of noise. Let's say if the honor told Ruben, you kill Shimon, if not, I'm going to kill you. So he's not an honest woman, but he didn't want to give up his life. He felt it more comfortable to kill Shimon rather than himself being killed. So that makes him an honest woman. But the halacha is, so the assumption that Ramach is really Ramach, Rabbi David, the Chidusha Arams, the Chidusha Arams, and everyone comes to the mentions of Rabbi David, he was a Talmud of the Rambam. So they are really kind of Rambam. And they say, in the case where the Amos tells Ruben, you kill Shimon, if not, I'm going to kill you. So, and then kill Shimon. So then he's high in Misa too, alright? You cannot realize the Misa because it requires a story, a word, a story. But he's high in Misa, a certain high in Misa in Shaman. He's not an onus. Why is he an onus? Onus means he couldn't help it. But here he could help. Still the Rambam says that he's potter of onus. Why? Not because he's mamish an onus and he's gomor. He has a demons. In other words, if a person doesn't appear under the threat of being killed, he has a demons, even though he has clear hoshes, and now the demons mechuyet to risk his life and to let himself be killed. So still, the Torah takes cognizance of human frailty and considers him a demons. He has a demons, but he's not a demons. Now, so the Rambam had to mention the posik of the Nesati Esponai B'Yishahu. Nesati Esponai B'Yishahu. Because the Rambam also included in the Talmud Ritzicha And by the Tichel, we cannot say that he's an honest Gomor. How can we say that he's an honest Gomor? Because otherwise, he would be killed. After all, but other fellow's life is as precious as his life. So how can he be considered as an honest Gomor? But, in honesty, yes. Even though the other fellow's life is as precious as his, but still he has it in honest. That's human nature. It's not so easy. Even though it was possible for him to be misanthropic himself, what I'll be doing. According to Rambam, he has a din of honest. So that's not, so he couldn't mention the posik of Lanaro is Asidobo. Because Lanaro is Asidobo implies that he's potter of the Kol Moso. So that's only when I know it's Gomo. But he mentioned the posik, the Nosati is Polai Ben Shahu, Mikashu along the Ahu the Leonus, Ahu the Leshevik, Ahu the Leute. So from the same posik, we learn out that Onus is potter of Kores, and Shevik is potter of Kores, and Mute is potter of Kores. But there is such a basic distinction between Shevik and Mute on one hand, and Onus on the other hand, Shevik and Mute are Chaitim. But Onus Gomor is not even a Chaitim. The answer is, we don't learn out from this posse that an Onus Gomor is potter. And Onus Gomor is potter that we know from the posse on Ayas Asadobo. Another Onus who is not an Onus Gomor, who just has a demonus, like someone who was forced to kill another person, otherwise he will be killed. So he's only a demonus. This, the one who has a demonus, is not any less of a hatred than a shame, but is not considered the worst. So the main way is cutter of Kores. He's cutter of Kores, of Mise, of Malkes, but the hatred is, a hatred is, so the melee, in other words, according to the Mir, Kake Elom is not his sworn in Kibachnech. Insofar as the Allah held the Chayvah and the Lord Shiyam is very concerned. So, Gilah Agayis is an exception to the Allah held the Chayvah and the Lord Shiyam is very concerned. Kibachnech is the Yechechel Shabbos, or Adir Shem Teiro, but it's not the Yechel, the Yisra of Agayis. Pikuach Nefesh is not Beichet the love of Nisino. So, just as it's not Beichet the love of Nisino, Ligabi Dinish, it's not Beichet the Yisra of Arayis the love of Nisino, Ligabi Dinish Olih. But, besides Pikuach Nefesh being the Matia, being Beichet Yisuri, so Onus Gomor is also Beichet Yisuri. Onus Gomor is also Beichet Yisuri. But, you cannot say that if a man was forced to be in the Nisa of Arayas, that this image should be Deichet, the Nisa of Nisino, because it's not an Onus Gomor. If the Ayotim is the Oroba Yahweh, so the Pikuach Nefesh as such is not Deichet the Nisa of Arayas of the man. So, how can he be considered an Onus Gomor? He's not an Onus Gomor. He has fear of Hopshus. Onus Gomor by definition means, my Havre Malak. What could he do? So, regarding the man, so, he's not an Onus Gomor. Masha'im can regarding the Isha. If the Isha doesn't have to do anything, and he will rape her, even if she refuses to walk, because she would be carried, but the only alternative for left for the Isha is to fight back, and then the Anus will kill her, so then the Isha is considered the Anus of Moh. Because what's the other alternative? The other alternative is to fight back. So that's like the alternative of killing yourself. Now, the Shein Mishin Kubetsa says, that the Tzuris were misanthropic themselves, so they killed themselves before the headman approached them. If they saw the headman approaching them, so at first they thought the headman wouldn't even find out. But once they saw that the headman found out that she was missing from me, so then some of the Tzuris, so killed themselves. So, in other words, so that even if we say, even the Rishayim will say that there is a loch of the whole world regarding the Isha, but the belief that if the Isha has no other alternative except to kill herself, take out the garment or take poison and eat it. So then the Isha is not the chayav to take poison and commit suicide in order to prevent being raped by ants. Because then she certainly has it more. Suddenly, the sheikh of the believer means in a case where the amorous calls her, and even if she refuses to go, so she will be carried to the house. And the only alternative for her to prevent being raped is by fighting them, the amorous. So then it's like an alternative of killing herself before the amorous approaches her. So that does not negate the unuskomo character of the isha. So here too, since she has no other alternative except to fight back, but if she will remain passive, she'll say, I don't want, I stay in my seat. So then Danos will carry her and will force her. But she'll have a way of preventing this anus. How? By fighting back. So it's like preventing the anus by killing herself. What difference does it make? Whether she prevents the anus by killing herself directly, you're dying, or she prevents the anus by killing herself or the brother, by fighting him, by pinching him, by screaming, and then he kills her. So she's considered the anus of war. But in the anus, so the melee, just as pikuach nefesh, is deiche kol isurim shebateiro. So, but pikuach nefesh is only deiche, only isurim other than abrizor and gilarayis from the government. And pikuach nefesh is not deiche, gilarayis, and shechazdomim, and abrizor. But onus gomo is also deiche, kol isurim shebateiro, including gilarayis, and including abrizor. It's not shy to visualize a case of an onus gomo and abrizor. Because if the anus takes, the Shem mentioned, takes the Jew and bends down his stature to the Arizor, to the idol, so then he doesn't do any avail. So then he doesn't do anything. But, so it's hard to visualize an onus gomo in Arizor. But in Arius, it's very easy to visualize when the anus forces her. And even if he gives her the choice, he says, I'm going to force you. And if you remain passive, fine. If you start screaming, you start hitting me, pinching me, then I'll kill you. So then she's considered an abuse of law. Because the only way to preclude the anus would be by screaming, by doing something. But if she remains passive, so then she will be forced. So whenever she's an abuse of law, that's why, so the anus goal is the chedisra. So that's the machlokes between tasteless and the meal. According to tasteless, so the halacha of kateilon is a word in Kachnech. Even though we have the alfuse from Ritzich, that Gilarayas, Kachnech is not deiche. The Yisrael, just as Kachnech is not deiche. The Yisrael Shechazonim, but just as Kachnech. Is deiche the iser of chetziche b'sheva al-taisek. Only the iser chetziche b'kul ma'asei b'kwach nefesh. But the iser chetziche of b'sheva al-taisek, when the person, the chetziach, is only stone. So, it's a grom of chetziche b'sheva al-taisek. So, that b'kwach nefesh is deiche. So, the mele arayis too, the iser arayis b'sheva al-taisek, b'kwach nefesh is deiche. So, mele doesn't make any difference whether she's carried, she's not carried, whether she will be carried, or she will not be carried, as long as the Avera of Arayas itself, the Ma'is Avera is Mishabal Taise. So even if she walks, and he's not going to carry her down, but at the time of the Ma'is Avera, she's completely passive. The walking, that's only a Heksha. That's only a Heksha to the Ma'is Avera. That's not the Ma'is Avera itself. So as long as the Ma'is Avera of Arayas is the Sheva Taises of Pikuach Nefesh is deiche. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether she will be carried or she will not be carried. Mashiach in the Midri, he holds that the Aloch of Kateilom is not a Aloche. Is not a Aloche in Pikuach Nefesh, but in Onus Gomo. And the Midri can also apply this law. The Miri can also apply this law of thesis. It can also apply this law of thesis. In other words, that We could say that while, let's say, in the case where the Hakim tells Reuben, I'm going to pick you up and throw you up on the table, and if you fight back, I'll kill you. So he's not prepared to fight back. He can act like a storm. Remain completely passive. Why? Because, so Teisa says, because in this case, we can apply the scholar of my cousins the other way. But we can understand it from the point of view of others. In other words, if Darius tells Reuben, you take a gun and you shoot Shimon, otherwise I'll shoot you. So then he's not an honest gomer. What kind of an honest gomer? It's not easy to let himself be killed by the honest. Of course it's not easy. But he has clear hopes that eventually he gave every human being clear hopes. He can still control his instincts and let himself be killed rather than to kill Shimon. So he's not an honest gomer. But in the case where the honest tells Reuben, now, you shouldn't do anything. You remain completely passive. I'll do everything. I'll pick you up and I'll throw you up on the table. And if you start fighting back, then I'll kill you. So then, he's considered an honest gomer. He's considered an honest gomer. Because why should he fight back in order to save the life of the teenage? Well, his life is just as precious as the life of the teenage. So maybe he's an honest gomer. So in such a case, Barayas, there is the matter of honest gomer. Not the matter of Pikach Nefesh. According to Tosfos, so Pikach Nefesh is matir, the Yisrael of Arayas, when the Yisrael of Arayas is done, Bishel al Haizah. According to Miri, Pikach Nefesh cannot be matir. But the Onus Gomo is matir. So when can it be considered Onus Gomo if the Anus tells the Isha, now, if you don't walk, so then you'll be killed. As long as you don't scream and you don't fight back, so we won't kill you. But if you fight back, then we'll kill you. So then, by remaining passive, so that way will be done anyway. She'll be forced. So maybe she's considered an unconscious. And we do not say the fact that she can scream and fight back and hit him, so then she will prevent the illness. So that negates the illness gomel. Just as we don't say that just because the Isha can kill herself and take poison and thereby prevent the illness, that negates the character of the illness gomel. So here too, just because by fighting back and by screaming, so she can prevent the illness, it does not negate the character of the illness gomel. But if the Anus tells her, you must come to me, and if you don't walk by yourself, so then we will not kill you, but we'll kill you, so then she's behaviorist to be misalekish herself. Because then she has to do something in order to do the career. So then she has to be misalekish herself. So in the way, that is the shita of the mir. Now the mir in Sanhedrin mentions several shitas. One shita in the mir is that Anarayas and Avin Zore, it's Yoy Lo Yaveh, even if the Anus is Mishavim Alo Sanzo. Then the other shita in the mir, which is the shita of the Balamoye, that even Avin Zore Anarayas, so if the Anus is Mishavim Alo Sanzo in Adla Virei, so then, he is not required to be Mishavim. Not only vis-à-vis the Isha, even vis-à-vis the Isha. For example, suppose an Isha, the Ivereskhovin is the Inesis, and the Ivereskhovin says to the Israel, now you be Mizani with me. You be Mizani with me. And if you don't, so then I'll kill you. I mean, the way Isha's Petipa said to Yisratzai. So, one washing the meaning is, even though the Iberesil Hobby is Mishavenes Lanoes Atzmo, like Ishis Petiba, so still the Ish is Mechuyev to be Mishavenes himself. Because Arayas is Yoy Lo Yav. Arayas, then there is another washing in the Miri, and the Miri at the end deducts that washing. And he says that the only difference between Abizore, Gil Arayas, and other Abizore is that in respect to other Averes, so if it's Mishavim, so if it is Mishavim Averei, and it's not Ishas Hashmat, so it's only Mechuyev to the Mishanefesh himself, if in addition to Mishavim Averei, it's also Mitaheset. But if it's Mitzile, even though it's Mishavim Averei, so it's Yam Rayon. Suppose the Akum tells the Jew, now I want you to write a Shabbos, because I want you to violate your Torah. And if you refuse to write on Shabbos, I'll kill you. But there are no 10 Jews present. So then it's Yavar Al Yom. Mashayim Kimi Kabar Yisor, and Yavar Yis. So, Mashayim Kimi Kabar Yavar Yisor, and Yavar Yis, if the Anus or the Neses is Mishavim Avirei, so then he is Mechuyet to be Misanefesh himself, even though he's Bitzine, not the Paresim. But suppose the Anos is Mishavim al Esatzme, is Mishavim al Esatzme, in other words, the Isha de Mishavim tells the Jew, you be Mishavim with me, and if not, I'm going to kill you. If she is Mishavim al Esatzme, like Isha Spotifa, so then he's not Mechuyet to be Mishavim himself. He's not Mechuyet to be Mishavim himself. In other words, according to the Sheet, there's the Sheet of the Amoya, so Yosef HaTzadik acted with him, Shosadim. He was not Mechuyet to be Mishavim himself. When Ashes Petipa threatened to have him killed, so what? He acted with him, Shosadim. That's the Sheet of the Amoya. And then the Miri adapts the same Sheet. As the Barna. Now the Rambam in Yochanan in Sanhedrin, he raises a question against the Barna. How can the Barna say that even by Arayis, in Avinizor, if it is Mishavim and Mishavim, so then, he is not Mechuyev to the Mishavim, when it's Gemara Miforeshes, to the contrary, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, My say the other merchant, you know, something of the Isha Achas. There will be Tino, who both Isha will be making the only way they can come at the boy. Oh, no, Hachon in Yomus, now the boy. So, but there it was, and was Hatzle. So why did Hachon say, Yomus, now the boy, right? So the Ramban says, so what do we say? Here there was a special Hachonet. Because the Gemara says, Kidei shall it be of this Israel Hefker. No. The Gemara says, mention the connect of me of this Israel Hefker only according to Mandoma, the plural is. So why does Chachon say Yomus Laudibar? Mashenke, so we have to resolve this special Chachon. Mashenke, according to Mandoma, that is Shishi, so then we don't have to resolve this special Chachon. We hate this Israel Hefker, or we hate this Israel, put it by eyes. Then Nikre didn't need the Reise. She was Mechuyeves to be Mishanefesh herself. But according to Balaboya, so why did Chachonim say Nikre Gabri Shishish? Why did Chachonim say that Yomus Valtiboyere, it was Mishavala Vesatzle? So then it should be Mutter. That's the Asogia of the Ramban again. Now, the Miri ultimately adapts, accepts the Sheet of the Ramban, yeah? So then he mentions the Asodi of the Ramban. So then he gives his advice. So he says like this. So he says, Umikomohen Epshalema, the Elu, Bichol Elu, the Dakti, the Lokim Chil, the Shemol Yomus, because Avokol Shem, Vada Yomus, because Rotsalema, Shiyam Gil, Kole Anuas Atzleishon. In other words, that over there, even though he was Mishavim al Esatzme, the one who the hell would be Tino, but over there, it wasn't the Vadai that told him. The Reuven said, all right. So everything that the Reuven said, no. Sometimes they say the truth, and sometimes they don't say the truth. In other words, it wasn't the Vadai. So what is the difference? So this is what the Miriam says. Now, apparently, now, the Shitas HaRambam means, that even though on the three Averes, it's Yehori for the Averes, but suppose it's Oba Roi Me'arad, so it's Pot Rabonshi. Why? Because it's an Oba. So we should expect the Rambam to apply the same Alokhe Rikabichim. Let's say, suppose someone is a chayav, and the Rishonim say the only requirement for him is to be able to be Isser of Arayis. Tell me the Tino. Tell me the Tino. So, the halacha is yours. Bal yaveh. And suppose he did it ex kedin, and he was able to be Isser of Arayis, as a cure for his sickness. So then, the Rambam should say, even though he was required to be Isser of Arayis himself, but if he did not call out the deen, so he's part of him, because he's anonymous. The Rambam doesn't say it. So the Rambam says, the Perikei of the Sisila Atir Alokhe Bo, Ki Ine Shom Bo Beyonis in Tachom Bo Bachaloi, Ki Tzakmi Shechol Bo Not Olomus, Beyon Bo Orein Kim Shechpo Ose Bo Bachoi in Yisuri Shem Atir Bo, Eisi, Un Yisrap Bo Yichol Yisuri Shem Atir Bo Not in Tzakon, Chut Na Vez Chol Bo Gularai Shem Atir Bo, Shatir Bo Bo Kim Tzakon Bo Yisrap Bo Yen, Vim Bo Ba Bo Yisrap Bo, Ein Shem Yisrap Bo Yisrap Bo Yisrap Bo So everybody has the question, why you should know all it? You should be part of a bunch. Just. So there are two truths. The Yosemeyach says that according to Rambam, there is a distinction between unseen and chiv. In other words, Pnach Nefesh is there for a telephone, except Abizor and Gilarai Shechadon. So, wherever we have the Yichet Pnach Nefesh, it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's a case of Enes or a case of Chiv, Pnach Nefesh is Pnach Nefesh. But Abizor and Gilarai Shechadonim are not meat Chiv. But vis-a-vis an Enes, so he Danus told the Jew, now you believe in Abizor, or you commit Gilarai, or you kill a certain person, and if not, I'm going to kill you. So Jew is not allowed to kill, he's not allowed to be in Abizor, he's not allowed to believe in Gilarai. But if he did kill, if he was in Abizor, and on, a Dinonus, yes, he's not an Enes double, but a Dinonus, yes, so he's part of Moshe. So when can we have a Dinonus if there is a Maisenus? When there is coercion, actual coercion. But here somebody is a Chere. Why is a Chere? Because he addicted himself to his tithes, Mimela, he became sick. And the doctor said that he cannot recover unless he obeys a piece of rice. So there is no Maisenus, there is no coercion. He coerced himself into that situation. So Mimele, he is not considered as an anonymous. He doesn't have an anonymous. This is what the Yosemite says. In other words, that in order to have a dino bonus, so it's not just in order to avoid death. There has to be miser. There has to be coercion. In other words, if the anonymous, the tyrant, forces him and tells him, if you don't kill, so then you'll become a partial. So he's mechuyev to be misanechesh himself. But if he doesn't, he has a din of bonus. He has a din of bonus. Mashe'in kei, when no one forces it, but he wants to cure himself. For that, for arayis, for shvichadonim. For shvichadonim, in other words, somebody needs a blood transfusion, otherwise he'll die. But the person whose blood will save his life, so if it is drawn out, if that kind of blood will be drawn out from his organism, so he'll die. So he goes and he draws out the kind of blood from the other fellow in order to save his life, thereby killing that person. Say, Anonymous, what kind of anonymous is he? He does not even have a dinos. Only when there is a mind savior, so he has a dinos. That's what the Asimir says. The Mekeles HaMishneh says something else. The Mekeles HaMishneh says, no. If it had been a Vada, that's what the Rishonim say, that without the Aver of Arayis, he'll die. And with the Aver of Arayis, so he will not die, he'll be cured. So then, the Rambam would say the same thing, even though he's not here to this man himself. But after all, he did it in order to avoid a certain death, a death that is inevitable. So then, he has a demon. But here, it's only something, it's a possibility, just because the doctor says so, he said, it might be true, it might be, first of all, for two separate reasons, it might not be true. First of all, he might live and recuperate even without the avera, and he might die even if he doesn't have it. But there is a possibility. So if it's a question of chil shabbos, where people are nefesh, is deiche allein so in der sofort gegangen wenn ich mir schon schon gehört habe gesagt wer ist in dem haben wir zwecks vergessen ob gegangen ist is deiche schaffen wir gerade vor but gelagais ja habe ich gerade die deiche allein but even though that habe ich nach deiche allein but where is the nonus so then is for abortion in order to be a nonus then it must be vadais but if it's only suffix sakare is not a nonus. If it's on the basis of Gach Nevesh, it doesn't make any difference whether Vadai or Sofik. But if it's on the basis of Dinonus, only when the Aveire is indispensable in order to avoid the Vadai Sakharov, but in order to avoid the Sofik Sakharov, so then it doesn't have any Dinonus. So in other words, so the Machlech between the Yosemite and the Kenneth Amishne is on the question as to whether Onus means only when there is a Maiseiness, or even when there is no Maiseiness, he still can be considered as a nonus. I think that that machlokes between the Mekemes HaMishne and the Asameyach is totally the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand and the Ramban on the other. Then you turn to the Gemara in Ksuvos, that Chovot on the base. Hoyisho shenar bisho bidei yichovi. Our woman with that is the dialogue. Our nefoshes asur the dialogue. If a woman, a married woman, was captured by captors because of money, because the husband or the woman herself owed the money, so they captured her as ransom. So it is with that is the dialogue, and then she was ransomed, and so she's with that is the dialogue. So if the terrace of Bailo, even with Bailo came, because Aishas came, Shemem, so it's a similar Bailo, but here we say, since the whole motive, the whole purpose of capturing the woman was in order to get the money back, so maybe they are not going to rape her, I mean, because they don't want to lose the money. So even Aishas came, is with terrace of Bailo. Out of the fashion, it's a similar Bailo. But suppose she stole, she committed a crime, and because of that, they captured her, and they imprisoned her, and they imprisoned her. So then she's absolutely viable because since she was taken captive on account of a certain crime that she committed, so then the captors are merely in a captor, they have no respect for her. So they can have relations with her. So she's absolutely viable. So Rashi and Tosfos say, that our Nefoshes Asur Bailo means even with Bailo Yisrael. Even with Bailo Yisrael. But the question is, with Bailo Yisrael, why? So Rashi says, Hoyu Bnei Adin Bo Hefkia Chenchishi Shemo Nisratis of Echadim. Since she committed the crime, and they have the right to kill her, to do whatever they want. So maybe we are afraid, maybe the woman, in order to redeem her life, will suggest loose to the captor. In order to redeem her life, she will suggest loose to the captor. And Tosfos says the same thing, like Rashi. While the Nefoshes Asur Bailo and Afilu Bailo Yisrael, Yichashinu Shem Yisratze, Ki Yuritzo Chen Shaloi Yagen. Shaloi Yagen. So the Ramban is massive, the Ramban here, in this dimension. Is massive on Tosfos. He says, why should she be a Asur on Bailo Yisrael? We are not Chesed Bnei Yisrael has shown in such immoral behavior that they will suggest you just like that. But we are on the Chesed in order to save her life. Maybe she will suggest news to the captain. In order. So then she's an Anuso. If she does it, Machmas Pachad Mise. So she's an Anuso. And the nation is royal if she is in surveillance. So we tell us the Bible. So in other words, so currently, the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand and the Ramban on the other is the same machlekes as between the Yosemite and the Kenneth HaMishne. The Yosemite says in explaining the Ramban that the Ramban distinguishes between Chayri and Nevis because Tukachnefesh is Nadeche Arayos, is Nadeche Shevedonim, is Nadeche Avizor. But in the case of Enes, even though Tukachnefesh is Nadeche, but the Dinonus he is. Even the case of Shevedonim he has a Dinonus. If he did it because he was coerced into killing, in killing another person. He was told by Amos, if you don't kill, then you'll be court martialed, you'll be shot. So maybe as it is Amos. Mashiach came by Haiti. There was no actual coercion. There was no mind saying this. So he doesn't tell anything about us. And the Mikhailis HaMishneh says that the only reason is why the Rambam says by Haiti, Eishim Eibes Meishah Olay, because the death is not inevitable. There is only possibility that they'll die. So the main one doesn't tell anything about us. But if the death would be a certainty, would be inevitable. So and the only way to avoid it would be by committing the Aveira of Shechidonim or Fahayis or Damizore, then you have a din of honors. In other words, it's the same achlekes between Tesis and Rambam. Tesis says that Eishes Yisrael, so if she was captured because of the crime she committed, so then she's asur on the Bayi Yisrael, because we are afraid that press, in order to redeem a life, she suggested use to the captor. But she did it in order to save a life. So, Tesis Shita is like the Osameach. And the Ramban Shita is like the Mikhailis HaMishneh. But the Ramban is also made, the Mikhailis HaMishneh is also made. In order to have a Din of Onus, then the death must be a certainty. If it's only a possibility, then it doesn't have a Din of Onus. Only when the person is certain that that without the Avera you die, so then he has a Din of Onus. But if just a possibility, then he does not have a Din. He does not have a Din of Onus. This is what the Miri says. The Miri agrees with the Shite of the Mikhailis HaMishneh. Mikhailis HaMishneh. Because what is the Teretz on the Baal HaMoreh? The Baal HaMoreh says that in case of enemies, even by the Zohar and Arayos, if the Anos is mishaven, Lanois Atzmei, if the Anos is mishaven, Lanois Atzmei, so then it's Yadav HaMoreh. It's Yadav HaMoreh. So there's the kashe of Maise Becho Chelim Gottino Bomo Arapi in the Fuach Boile. So Rachon Yomus Valti Boile. So according to the Yosameach, we can give a very simple text. And the kashe that is raised by the Rambam against the Ramayah. Because there are two separate alochas. One aloha is that Pikuach Nefesh is Lechisu. So Pikuach Nefesh is Lechisu, but there are three averes that Pikuach Nefesh is not there. There's some disorder, right? Then there is another aloha, that Onus Gomor is Lechisu. Not Dinonus, but Onus Gomor. So that now the Ramayah itself says, Rigabe Shechizdomi, so even if it's Mishadu Anasatsme, even if he's Mishadu Anasatsme, so it's still your life. Because it's based upon the smell of my husband. So what does the Baal HaMoreh mean? Because the Baal HaMoreh distinguishes between the Aloha of Yehoi Lo Yaveh Mitzad the Aloha of Yehoi Lo Yaveh Ligabe Yavizor and Yerayes and the Aloha of Yehoi Lo Yaveh Ligabe Shechidom. Shechidom, so the Aloha of Yehoi Lo Yaveh is not necessarily based upon Kiddush Hashem. It's based upon the Svore of my Chosetz. So that means that is not even a Onus Gomor. Because how can it be considered a Onus Gomor by Shechidomim? If the Anos comes for me, you kill Shimon. Otherwise, I'll kill you. So, Onus Gomor, why? Because he had to do it in order to save his life. What about Shimon's life? Why? That's not as valuable, as precious, as Ruben's life. So he's certainly not a Onus Gomor. Some Melee, the Isaac, the Tzichel is not Peter. He said, it's not Peter. Mashiach came, Gabi Abuzor and Arayah, so true, the Aloha of the Chayben doesn't apply to Abuzor and Arayah. So Pikuach Nefesh as such is not Beichet, Isar Arayah and Isar Abuzor. But Oines is a matter, and if there is an Oines, and it is Gomor, so that is matter than Isar Abuzor. That is matter than Isar Abuzor. And Isar Arayah. But Arayah has a Gomor, it's not even Chayben. But it has to be an Onus Gomor. So the fact that the alternative is between letting himself kill or being gay there, that makes him an Onus Gomor. So maybe that's why he's Mutar. But why do we say if he's Mishadim La'avireh, so then he's Mechuyev Mishadim Nefesh because of the needs of Kiddush Hashem. So when is there a Nisach Kid Hashem? When is Mishar Lavinay? But if it's Mishar Lavinay, Zatzmi, then there is no Chil Hashem, there is no Kibir Hashem. So Mele, it's Yadeh Valya. So according to the Miri and the Balamoyah, actually, Enes is Dechad, Enes Gomor is Dechad Nisach Rizal. And is Dechad Nisach Rizal. Is Dechad Nisach Rizal. Not Dechad Nisach Shredomim. Because regarding Shredomim, there is never an Enes Gomor. But regarding Arizal and the Ayes, so if he forces him with the alternative of being killed, so that's an Enes Gomor. So the Mele, it's Matriya, the Nisar of the Zore, it's Matriya, the Nisar of Arayas. But if it's Nisar of Lavire, so then it's Mechuyev to the Nisar Nefesh himself, Mechuyev to the Nisar Nefesh himself, because of the Nisar of Kiddush Hashem. So now we have the Kasha against Teitze. Why does Teitze say? Why does Teitze say? Teitze says that Teitze says in the Romans, so he says, the reason is why you're here. So Tate says, the reason is to ask Yoel submitted to Sisko. So first this is said because she was Kagel. Then this is said because she was mishaving Latzor as far as well. So it is still a Bnei Obey. Money. If it's Kagel, so then he, why does he say because Latzor as far as well? And if it's because of Latzor as far as well. And we don't say because of Kagel. And Tate says here in Suez, we cannot apply this law of Kakeilom. Why can't we apply this law of Kakeilom? Because he didn't force her. She suggested to him in order to be matter of all this law. So, why the Tesis mention both alohas? So, it seems that according to Tesis, there are two alohas in Kakeilom. One aloha in Kakeilom is the Al-Swore in Pikuach Nefesh. Because as Tesis says, how do we know that Pikuach Nefesh is not the Yichud Mitzvah of Arayas? It's a Hekesh to Ritzicha. So it has to be Dumi to Ritzicha. And just as, and by Ritzicha, so only, so Pikuach Nefesh is not the Yichud Ritzicha of Kum Vasei. But Pikuach Nefesh is the Yichud Ritzicha of Shev Al Taisei. So we got the Arayas too. Pikuach Nefesh is the Yichud Arayas, Gilu Arayas, Bishav Al Taisei. So the Mele, since Pikuach Nefesh is the Yichud Gilu Arayas, Bishav Al Taisei, so it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether she's false, she's not false, but whether it's the Pikuach Nefesh of Yoel or the Pikuach Nefesh of other Jews, whatever it may. So, if Pikuach Nefesh is there in regard to the Aloha, and Pikuach Nefesh is there for Shabbos. So does it make a difference whether it's Pikuach Nefesh of this person or another person? So the Aloha is that I am Yehuyev to be Michal Shabbos, in order to save the life of another person. So, as far as the Chayvim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it's my life or another person's life. So, Mele, since according to Tetzves, the Yalfuse of Chitziche is that just as Chitziche become Vasei, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicher Chitziche become Vasei, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicher Chitziche become Vasei. But just as Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher Ritzicha B'Shev Al Taisei, in the case of the teenage. So Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher Gilarayim B'Shev Al Taisei. What does Gilarayim B'Shev Al Taisei mean? The Gilarayim is committed by the Isha. Even if the Isha suggests herself this news to Sisro, or to Achashverosh, so still the Adena of Arayas by the Isha is committed to Shev Al Taisei. And then Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher. Whether it's yours, Pikuach Nefesh, or the Pikuach Nefesh of other Jews, so Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher, whether it's Esther's Pikuach Nefesh, or the Pikuach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, so Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher, the Isha, and Arayim is Shev Al Taisei. So Mele, even when Esther goes to Ahasuerus and suggests to Ahasuerus, instead of Ahasuerus forcing Esther to submit to him, so still Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher. So, insofar as the Nisar of Arayas is concerned, we have no problem with the Nisar of Arayas committed by Esther. So, the Pikuach Nefesh of other Jews is Deicher the Nisar of Arayas committed by Esther, which is the Shev Al Taisei. But then, according to Tesis, just as according to Balamoy, so Enes is Matya the Nisar of Arayas. Still, in the case where he's having Lavire, So you need to know. Mitzadki with Hashem. He's mechuyef to the Mizanefesh. He's mechuyef to the Mizanefesh. So the same thing is true according to cases. That even though, according to cases, so, Pikvach Nefesh is deich the Yisrael of Arayos Bishem Al-Taise, is deich the Yisrael of Arayos Bishem Al-Taise, but, she should be Mechuyeres, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, she should be Mechuyeres to be Mesa Nefesh herself, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, she should be Mechuyeres to be Mesa Nefesh herself. And insofar as the Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem is concerned, we cannot say, V'chai Ben Yoshe Yom Ben, so then, we can visualize the whole meaning of Kiddush Hashem. You always say, V'chai Ben Yoshe Yom Ben. So, when the Mechayim is Kiddush Hashem, then it's not Shayach to say, V'chai Ben Yoshe Yom Ben. So in Mele, we apply the Svora of Karteilon in a double capacity. First, we apply the Svora of Karteilon in respect to Pikach Nefesh. So we say that just as Pikach Nefesh is Deiche Retzicha B'Shevat Ha'ize, so Pikach Nefesh is Deiche V'Nisararayim B'Shevat Ha'ize. But then, so V'Nisararayim doesn't apply. But how about other Averes? If he's Nishav Ma'avir and Bifares in Shat Hashmai. So he's Mechuyev to Bnei Samefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem. So these are the Arayis, even though these are Arayis, Bishep Al-Tayis is Nitre, but Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, a woman should be Mechuyev to be Bnei Samefesh herself. For these are Arayis. Just as a Kodik of Al-Amoy. So Ines is Deiche de Nisya. The Ines of Pikach Nefesh is Deiche de Nisya of Arayis. Still, there is a chiyuv under certain circumstances to be Mesa Nefesh because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So according to cases two, that the Mesa Arayis committed by the Isha under all circumstances is Nitre because of the Pikach Nefesh. Even when she does a certain Maisa, because the Maisa Avera itself is Bishabal Maisa. So the Mele, so even when she suggests news to Ahasuerus, or to Sisra, but
Ksuvo Shir Yedzayin, Lama Tishrei, Hitov Shin Mem Beis, October 28, 1981, on Wednesday.
Now, so this statement mentions two shittas. One shitta is the shitta of Rabbi Natan. And according to Rabbi Natan, in regard to Gila Arayis, there is no difference between the Ish and the Isha. And just as it is Yorim or Yavim, regarding the Ish, it's Yorim or it's the Hori or the Abel, regarding the Ish. And we don't apply the smaller category. And the Svora of Kateilon, according to Rabbi Tam, only applies to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But where it's a question of a certain mitzvah not being mitzvah with Mitzvah Nefesh, so it doesn't make any difference whether there is a mitzvah or there is no mitzvah. So both do the same mitzvah, the Yish and the Isha. So then the question arises, why was the Gemara asked in Sanhedrin, west of Paresia, never mind Paresia, even if it can be Mitzine. So she should be Mechuyeres to be Mitzanefesh, because in Tilaraya she was a Mitzishi, she was married to Mordechai. So I'm comes, and why does the Gemara say here, we need to show them the Shore? She's a Mitzishi. So it's Yorba Yahweh. So I'm comes saying, there is no Yorim or Yavim or Rigabim or Nishishish who is Mizame with Lach, because Rahmun after all is Lach. So what I'm saying, she said it's a poet of the Nisa of Arayis. So there is a Nisa of the Ezaku, even if she's in New York, and then besides the Nisa of the Ezaku, that applies even to Ituyo, so the Nisa of the Shishish, because I've been so religious, the same Nisa that one day later when he's born, Avishas Akum. So in Avishas Yisrael will be Zanuim and Akum, she will also be able to Isha. But the Isha of the Sino, the Isha of Arayas, is not Chariot, regarding the Isha Akum. Because Rahmoni after is Arayas and he explained it. So Ramtan Shipping is that in case of B.S. Akum, there is no Isha of Arayas. So it's like Shora there. If it's by Shora, so it's Yahweh Val Yore. It's Yahweh Val Yore. But if an Anos will tell an Asius Yisroel, an Anos Yisroel, not an Anos Akum, an Anos Yisroel will tell an Asius Yisroel, if you don't submit, then I'll kill you, then according to Ramatam, she is Mokhayevish to be Mishanevish. That's Ramatam. Then they say, Israel can Ramatam. And Taisa Shitini, that insofar as the East Dawah of Yahweh by a highest concern, so the maximum that